one of the very first things that we heard about on Main Menu was the verdict that came in concerning Microsoft Corporation and what the impact would be to the blindness community as a whole. Let's go back again to the year 2000 and re-listen to a brief discussion with a panel that Jonathan Mosen gathered together on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
The verdict is out. Microsoft has been found guilty of breaching US antitrust law. They have been acting anti-competitively, and the remedies are still to come. Everybody's been talking about it, but what we want to find out is what would it mean, if anything, for blind and vision impaired people if Microsoft is broken up, or perhaps if some other remedy is found. We're going to discuss that now with a group of people. We have Debbie Cook on the line. Debbie doesn't live too far away from the Redmond, Washington campus of Microsoft, where it all happens. She's also been involved for some time now with computer-related advocacy on behalf of the American Council of the Blind. Kelly Ford is a former employee of the Trace Research Center. He's now involved in assistive technology training and is still a staunch advocate for accessibility. And Dawa Shandro has set up his own website about accessibility. That's how passionately he feels about it. That's proactiveaccess.org. They all join us on the line now, thanks to the conferencing services kindly provided to ACB Radio by Spiderphone. We'll start with you, Debbie. What do you think it all means for blind and vision impaired people?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to, it's probably in some ways a little bit premature to totally know, of course, because we don't know exactly, although we know what the verdict is, we don't know exactly how that outcome will play out. I certainly think in the short run there will not be any specific issues. Microsoft has done some things which are not product specific, and so I think that those things are probably going to be possible to carry out. But one of the things that I think happens in general for people, anytime you have one of these breakups, if you look at the history of telephone company breakups, for example, the whole issue of as products move away from a central source or from a central connection, who becomes responsible for them? And in our world, you know, where we think about that is, you know, I have a PC, I have a screen reader, I have an operating system and I have an application, and something has just gone wrong. And no one is going to take any responsibility or credit for that event. And I think we may see that become the case a little bit more if we in fact break up, separate Internet Explorer more from the operating system, or separate other components from the operating system. But really, until recent developments, really, at least with Internet Explorer, for example, until IE4, we weren't that closely tied to the operating system. So in some ways, it may appear to be business as usual, at least in the short term.
Kelly Ford, should we be delighted, concerned, or isn't this really going to matter to us?
I think that we should be cautiously concerned. If Microsoft is merely penalized and has certain restrictions placed on their business practices, perhaps pricing restrictions on the operating system and things like that, I don't think it'll have much of an impact on people who are blind, other than what it does for the main computing population, which would probably be a positive. If Microsoft is broken up, I think that we will have to be very concerned. It's hard enough to get the accessibility team talking to all of the various people developing software at Microsoft. I mean, we've seen in certain areas, Internet Explorer and Office, great inroads made where all the different programmers are communicating. If Office is suddenly not in the same company as the Access team, what reason is there going to be for them to talk at all? And I really think that from a disability perspective, I would be gravely concerned if Microsoft were broken up myself.
Dara Shandro, what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, at this point, I come out on Microsoft's side for the sake of accessibility. However, if Microsoft is broken up, I believe that the accessibility concerns will depend on what happens for everybody. I see there are two possible courses that things could take after such a breakup. Number one, things could just become chaotic and every company that is broken off of Microsoft, the operating system company, the web internet browser company, the Microsoft, the Office software company, Word, Excel, etc., they could just go off and all do their own things, and when things are upgraded and changed, they all have their own user interfaces. Or, number two, this could result in some kind of standardization. Maybe some kind of open standards would be implemented over time. If that were the case, possibly we could insert accessibility into those standards. And if that happens, that would be a positive thing for us.